Boom!
Get up with Josiah and Ellie. That's the way we like it. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Yes, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for downloading this podcast. Once again, I am...
I'm riding solo.
I really have to stop singing, don't I? It's become a habit on this show. And yes, I know I am terrible. It's like Ellie, she's a terrible rapper. I'm a terrible singer. Speaking of Ellie...
I'm riding solo.
Kind of how he sounds. Hey, Ellie is still away, so I am riding solo. She's back next week, though. She's just on a little holiday. So what's happened on today's show? I had a good friend of mine. She's from Channel 10, and she's started... Girls Who Glow, an amazing initiative, and they're coming to the Goulburn Valley. So we get a chat with Liv on this catch-up, and we also talk about something very close to my heart. Big age gaps in relationships. You don't want to miss it. We get some great calls. Enjoy the catch-up, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
I'm looking for the Goulburn Valley's biggest age gap. Absolutely no judgment at all, because I am prone to one as well. I've dated girls 6 years older than me, and plus my current girlfriend, Mia, she's 8 years below me. That isn't that extreme, but I want bigger ones, more extreme examples. So if you've got one, get involved this morning. David Foster and Catherine McPhee. Apparently they're famous. He's a music producer meant to be in charge of some of the biggest record labels in the world. Probably should know who he is. Catherine McPhee. She is half his age. She's a singer. She's 34, which means he's, what, 68? I already established this morning I can't speak and I can't spell. Let's see if my math. Yeah, I think I'm right. He's 68, she's 34. That's half his age. Well done, Josiah. And she's younger than one of his daughters. She's been married twice before. He's been married 5 times. And now they've found love in each other. Good on them. 34 years age gap. So I want to know, 13, 12, 16, do you have one bigger than that? I just received a text message actually off my girlfriend, man, not saying ours is 8 years. She said her friend's dad has a new girlfriend, 23-year age gap, and she's now pregnant after only 6 months of dating. As long as they're happy, that's all that matters. Well, the phones are ringing, so we've got plenty of calls coming through. If you don't want to call through, make sure you hit us up on Instagram as well, the HitGV Instagram and Facebook account. Got a call from Samantha in Cobram. Good morning. What's your... Is it you or is it one of your friends, a massive age gap?
Well, unfortunately, I have to admit it's actually me. So.
Oh, good. So did you date someone who's... Or are you dating someone who's older or younger?
Well, previously, I was 19 and I dated a guy that was 33.
Yeah, there's nothing too wrong with that.
No, not too bad. And at the moment, like my current partner is 6 years younger than me, so that's not too bad, I think. You know, now I'm older and wiser.
To make you feel a little bit better, when I was 20, I dated someone who was 6 years older than me. So same, yeah?
Yeah, same. That's it. Yeah, there's nothing bad.
I didn't date you, did I, Samantha?
Yeah, maybe I did.
Thanks for your call, Samantha. Taking your calls now on 13, 12, 16. Biggest age gaps in relationships. Josh from Kiala, good morning.
Morning, mate.
Hey, Josh, you've got a big age gap, is that right?
Yeah, I do.
Talk to me. Older or younger?
Yeah, so I'm actually the older one in this relationship. So I'm 39, she's 20. So, yeah, 19-year age gap.
Oh, kudos to you, Josh. And it's all working out okay?
It is, mate. She actually loves the age gap too. Her friends think it's weird, but she loves it.
And what about her parents? How did they take it?
Oh, mate. They are not good with it at all. They're hard work.
How long have you been with her for?
It's still new. It's only been 4 months.
Oh, it's only been 4 months. Now, I'm guessing, Josh, that you own a nice house on Kiala Lakes, judging by that age gap. Good on you, mate. I hope it all works out for you.
Thanks, mate.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Now, I want to talk about love. Now, it's a common theme we do talk about on this show. And last week, we got a man by the name of Rob on. He's the one that organised a sign on the boulevard in Shep for his lovely wife, Helen, of 30 years. Now, on the sign, he was just telling her how much he loved her. It was one of those little street signs. If you missed it, it's been on the news, been in the papers. And we thought that was one of the most romantic things we've seen. Then on Monday this week, I told a story about the world's craziest proposal, which is available in 2022, when you can spare, if you've got a spare $143 million lying around, you can take your missus to the moon and propose, lads. Good luck to that. So what I did, that same website, I went through to see all the different proposal ideas. And I thought, maybe we should tell Gav, Ellie's boyfriend, because they're up at Falls Creek. Who knows what's going to happen up there? He may drop a knee. But I went on their website to see what other proposal ideas they had. Their biggest one, obviously, the most expensive one being proposing out of space, which will be available, like I said, in 4 years from now. I went through this list and some of these are unbelievable. Now, it's a French company, so they are based in France. So many of these are from over there. So it starts pretty simple. For $290, you can get a fake delivery man to surprise your lover with an envelope at her accommodation wherever she lives or stays. And he sets the envelope on fire and appears with a rose and a message. And I guess you pop out of nowhere and propose. Then for an extra $100, you can get a dove to do it. A dove rocks up with a message saying, "Will you marry me?" Fast forwarding through this list, it gets more and more ridiculous. You can be flying over Paris in a hot air balloon. This is for $1,000. And an angel will suddenly appear and whisper a poem in your beloved's ear. So how is an angel just going to come out of nowhere and just start whispering things in here? That sounds a bit weird. God, how can you just pay an angel? Anyway, it doesn't make sense. I don't know how these... And this is a legit list. They must pay a dress-up angel. Who knows? Going further through, you can go scuba diving for $2,000. Propose underwater. You can fly over Disneyland for $2,500. You can do a magical portrait. So you guys, you're enjoying champagne at a panoramic bar, it says. And an artist just suddenly appears and starts painting a portrait of you with your message saying, "William." There's a lot of just people suddenly appearing out of nowhere on this list. It's a bit creepy, to be honest. Oh, this is... I don't mind this one. For $9,000, which... Who's paying $9,000? First of all, you get to get over to Paris. So that don't... This doesn't include flights. But if you have a spare $9,000 lying around, while you're on board a luxury private yacht, a message will be projected beneath the Eiffel Tower that says, "Will you marry me?" That isn't bad. I don't mind that one. For $20,000 coming up, you're going to be at lunch and a magic air show all of a sudden appears in front of you and two planes make a big love heart in the sky. I don't mind that. Although I think you can do sky riding for about $1,000, so save your coin, lads. And then their biggest one on the list is for $143 million, you can go to outer space in 4 years. So start saving, lads, and good luck.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Dean Lewis here on the Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9. That man is a superstar. He's a good friend of mine. He's a Sydney boy. Make sure you download that song on iTunes or get it on Spotify. Whatever you do, it's an absolute cracking song. So what I thought I'd do is I can't get Dean on the show. So I thought I'd give his mobile a buzz. Anyway, I hope he's up. Let's just see what happens. And if he doesn't answer, you know what Dean's been doing? He's been getting all his fans and putting them on his Instagram story. I've been on my Instagram. I keep putting videos of me singing, and he's only putting good people up on his Instagram. You know I'm a terrible singer. You guys have seen me perform the Backstreet Boys before. So what I thought I'd do is give his phone a buzz now, and if he answers, I'm going to audition to get onto his Instagram story, because let's be honest, he's pretty popular. He's very popular, actually. So let's give him a call now. If he doesn't answer, I hope he will. Let's go. Here we go. Come on. Ooh, come on. It's ringing. Come on, Dean, we're mates. Come on, Dean, don't flake on me now.
Isn't available right now. Please leave a detailed message after the tone. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Okay, Dino, first of all, this is Josiah. You know Josiah, your mate. Cool, you didn't answer, so I can't prove that we are. Second of all, mate, love the song we just played. It's an absolute cracker. Thirdly, you're putting every single other person on your story on Instagram, but you haven't put your mate on. So I'm going to audition to get to your story now. If you like it, you promise me you'll put it on your story? Cool. Yeah, you can't answer because you are not talking to me because you're on your voicemail. Your record label will not let you come on yet. But I'm going to audition for it now. You ready for this? I hope you enjoy, Dino, who's listening in the future. And my friends, oh, I'm sorry for this Goblin Valley. And my friend said, I know you love her, but it's over, mate. It doesn't matter, put the phone away. It's never easy to walk away. Let her go, it'll be all right. No round of applause thus far in the studio, Dino, but I'm sure you'll love it. Please get me on your Instagram story and next time answer your phone.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
She's the founder of a program, which is a great initiative called Girls Who Glow. They're coming to the Goulburn Valley next week, so I thought I'd get her on the phone. Liv Filan, welcome to the show.
Good morning, my friend. Lovely to speak. So you've made good. A big move.
I've made a huge move.
You've good. Left me.
We are friends. Let's just make this clear because Ellie's got a thing that I keep throwing these bombs like I'm friends with people that are famous.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, you don't. But we've had a couple on and they're yet to say we're not friends. So can we confirm before we start that we're friends, aren't we, Liv?
Sorry, who are you? Oh. No, we are.
Okay. Just maybe acquaintances.
Right, absolutely. But how are you finding Shep?
I love Shep Vegas, having the best time. But you're also a fellow Shep presenter. You've come from Shepparton yourself.
Well, yeah, kind of, because my dad lives in Shep. He's lived there for like 25 years. I've visited Shep so many times, and also I have heaps of friends that I went to uni with in Bendigo that are from there. So I like to get back there when I can, and I love it. It's like a second little home for me. And another reason that we are bringing the workshops, Girl to Glow, which I'm sure you're about to introduce.
I'm so excited for this. So July 15 at the Shepparton Golf Club, you're bringing Girls Who Glow. Now, for people that don't know what this is, it's an initiative you've started. Tell us a bit about it.
Yeah, so basically I'm a TV presenter and did kids TV, ABC3, for 4 years. And I had studied psychology before that and was also doing nutrition. So I had these two like very different worlds, but I was getting all these messages from teenage girls from anything from anxiety, depression, bullying, social media, toxic friendships, eating disorders. Like, it was so incredibly overwhelming. And then I had these studies in you know, health and well-being, and I was like, I just want to be able to use all of these things and my contacts in the health industry and the media and just put on a workshop for teenage girls to inspire them to be their healthiest, happiest and best selves.
Good
so
on you.
That's kind of where the idea came from. And then I met my beautiful friend Tegan Nash, who was a presenter on Saturday Disney, and she was studying nutrition and again just had the same sort of passion and dream. And so we teamed up and started getting all of our friends, you know, from actresses, presenters, athletes, motivational speakers, and we all just travel around Australia now and put these workshops on that cover everything that we feel girls need to be empowered on.
Which is so important in this day and age, Liv. Now, it's for you're targeting girls, teenagers, 13 to 18 years old. Make sure you go to girlswhoglow.com.au. Buy your tickets now. It's such an important thing in this day and age especially, would you say, Liv?
Absolutely. Like, obviously the main thing is like social media is growing and it's becoming, we're comparing ourselves more and we've got all these pressures and unrealistic expectations, but we just try to make this day super fun. It's not like a boring school day. Like, it's so interactive. We've got the girls cooking and exercising and we have all these speakers that these girls watch on TV and think their lives are perfect, and they get up there and they just strip it back and you're like, you know, you think my life's perfect, you watch me on Home and Away or whatever it is, but I suffer from depression every single day and this is how I deal with it. So yeah, we cover nutrition, exercise, body image and social media, mental health and a lot of inspiration. So it's a fun day, we promise you.
Who else from the team is coming down with you?
Yeah, so we've got a pretty great crew flying in from the Gold Coast and Sydney, some coming from Melbourne. So we have Marnie Kennedy, who is an actress. Oh, lots of young girls will know her. We'll know her from Mortified growing up. We have Grace Coe, who was my co-host on ABC3 for years, so she's still there. She's amazing. We have Kieran Douglas, who is the most inspirational guy you'll ever meet. He's flying down from the Gold Coast. M. Carey, I'm not sure if you know her. She is probably the most inspirational person you will ever meet. She had a skydiving accident 4 to 5 years ago in Switzerland, became a paraplegic and has taught herself to walk again.
Amazing.
And she's just, oh, she's incredible. So we have, they're just, you know, a few of our speakers, and then obviously Teagsy and I. So it's a powerhouse, and we just have a ball, you know. It's like a little road trip for us, and then we just get to meet hundreds of amazing girls.
Oh, you're going to have so much fun and such a good inspiration to the community. But good on you. But speaking of community, Liv, your dad's a Tatura man and he's involved with the Shep Swans. Tell us about your dad. Are you excited to see him?
I'm so excited. He, because we basically, like, we always do the big cities. So we've done, like, Sydney quite a few times, Melbourne and Melbourne a couple of times. And I was like, you know what? We got to get a bit more regional. Like, we took it to Wagga, which is where I'm originally from, and my dad and my mum both from there. And it was just so well received. And so we're looking around, you know, regional Victoria, and I was like, can we please go to Shepparton? Like, my dad will be stoked, all of his friends that I know, and all of my uni friends. So, yeah, basically, when I was about four, my dad moved to Tatura and was coaching there and lived there. And then, yeah, he came to Shep, and he's been coaching Shep Swans over the years.
That's my team, of course.
I think he might be back there at the moment. But, yeah, so that's kind of, if I was to pick a team, Shep would probably be the Swans.
Good girl. I've been very vocal. I'm a Swans fan. What's his name?
Yeah, Paul Hawke.
Paul Hawke. G'day, Paul.
Yeah, g'day, Paul.
G'day, Hawkey. Paul. Can't wait to see it. Now, when you come to Shep, you're going to bring the crew. We're going to go have dinner in town. Where are we going?
Oh, my gosh.
All
can
of
you
the above?
Take us on a little tour? You haven't been there for long, but I'm just going to let you play tour guide just so that you feel quite cool about it.
Yeah,
so
the local.
Down the night before, we'll get my family, we'll get all of our speakers, we'll get you guys, go have some dinner, and you can show us the ropes.
I would love that, Liv. Now, if you're just tuning in, Girls Who Gloats initiative, for young girls, would you say, Liv?
Yeah, 13 to 18-year-olds, so now, teenagers.
Parents, this is vital if you have daughters, especially teenagers, to come to. Make sure you get involved. Go to girlswhoglow.com.au. Make sure you buy some tickets. There's still a few available now. It's on that 15th of July at the Shepparton Golf Club. Liv, I am so excited for you to get here, and good on you for doing this. It's
Me
such
too.
An amazing idea.
Thank you so much, legend, and so excited to catch up with you.
Yes, we're friends, right? Remember, friends?
That's it. I'm winking.
I will play this back to Ellie when she's back next week.
Perfect. And I will see you next week. And we can't wait to meet all the beautiful Shep and surrounding areas, all those beautiful girls.
We'll see you when you get here. Thanks, Liv.
Thanks so much. Bye.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Now, I want to talk about the world's most powerful man, Donald Trump. He gets a hard time, old Trumpy boy. Some people will argue he deserves it. I think it's just the way he comes across. I don't mind defending Trump from time to time because I feel like he's making stuff happen. There's a lot of hate going on in this world, and I feel like people just love to hate him. It's usually the minorities that are the most outspoken. That's a conversation for another time before I get all political on you. But Donald Trump has made the news again, and this is what annoys me. People are nitpicking every single thing he does. And I want to take your calls, 13, 12, 16, if you've got an awkward spelling mistake or grammatically, whew, maybe you can't even talk like me, a grammar mistake that you always do. I want to hear him. Now, Donald Trump was trying to defend himself on Twitter, as he does everything on Twitter, and he's written this. After having written many best-selling books and somewhat priding myself on my ability to write, it should be noted that fake news constantly likes to pore over my tweets looking for a mistake. So he's talking about his own spelling and grammar. But what people have pointed out is that when he says the sentence constantly likes to pore over, he's written pore, P-O-U-R, when apparently it's P-O-R-E, and he's getting slammed for that. Now, I've got Trump's back here because I would have spelt it P-O-U-R. Teachers are probably yelling at their radios going, you're an idiot, Josiah. I didn't know it was spelt another way. I presumed it was only spelt P-O-U-R, but it's P-O-R-E. There's one, I always misspell the word misspell because I never know if it's a double S or a one S. My dad's probably, my dad is a school teacher and he teaches English. He'll probably kill me. But I want to take your calls now. Are you like Donald Trump? Are you like me, Josiah? And I am quite good with my grammar. It's just my spelling time to time that can, really get in the way of life. But who really cares, hey? Who really cares? Steve from Namurk has given us a buzz. Steve, good morning.
How you going?
Yeah, good, mate. What grammar or spelling mistake do you always get wrong?
Mate, I can't get my yours down pat. I'm always stuffing them up.
See, that's a pet hate of mine because I have nailed my your and yours. So which one do you keep getting mixed up? Is there one in particular?
Mate, the one with the apostrophe in the middle.
Yeah, so you need to know that's two words. You are. Your is the other one is when you're speaking about yourself. And is there another one?
Yes, there's your, you are, and...
Your.
One of the only two.
Steve, I reckon you and
there's
I sound... Oh, theirs you're talking about. Steve, yeah. I think if you're calling up with your yours and your theirs mixed up, there's three theirs, there's two yours. I just tried to say how well I am with my grammar, but I think I just proved to everyone that not only can I not talk, but I'm just as bad as you. Thanks for your call, Steve. Enjoy the day.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.